Well, this morning on our program, we have Kate Olson sitting in with us, Cass County Extension Director, stopping by to visit with us. Actually, more about the Master Gardeners here in Cass County. How are you this morning?
Good. Yourself?
Not too bad. Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. Tis the season.
Tis the season.
I mean, one of these days it's going to warm up and we'll feel a lot more like gardening and all that kind of stuff, but we're going to get there.
We're going to get there. Yeah, a little chilly earlier this week, but we're hoping that some of the things that maybe were... Hopefully not much frost kill from that.
No, so. Let's keep our fingers crossed there. But we want to talk about a couple of things involving the Master Gardeners that are kind of exciting. It's always nice to sprinkle some money around so folks can sprinkle some seeds. And then again, it's also nice to be able to generate a little bit of funds, too, by selling off some of the things that you've been able to produce. And let's talk first about the grant process. This is not new. You've had a chance to do this before, correct?
Yes. Yeah, our Master Gardeners every year do this grant. They've switched the name a couple times, but it is the Master Gardener Memorial Grant Program. And the reason they've switched that name is to honor all of the Master Gardeners who have been a part of our group and are no longer with us, because we have had a Master Gardener group here in Cass County for probably 15, 20 years, and we've had many, many active Master Gardeners be a part of raising money and spending the money and being involved in the community. So this is their way of honoring that and encouraging the community to keep gardening and keep growing.
It's been a pretty active group.
Yes. Yeah, we have about 30 members ebb and flow, but probably 20 that are really, really active.
Okay. Well, the grant program is made for, it's an opportunity to kind of spread the wealth around a little bit and you know, give people a chance to maybe brighten up a few corners.
Yeah, so it's pretty open. Really, any group, as long as you're not doing your own backyard, you know, any local group, whether it's we've had churches, 4-H clubs, Boy Scout groups, youth serving organizations, local city park organizations. It's been used for community beautification. It's been used to start seed libraries. It's been used to do youth gardening projects, buy gardening books, really anything to do with community improvement, community beautification, food access, food education, gardening education. The whole idea, like you said, is to take the money that the community's given to us and give it back to the local community. So any group in Cass County is eligible to apply.
What are you looking for when you're going through those grant applications? Creative ideas?
Creative ideas, some thought process put into the community benefit. We do look at sustainability. We want it to be either helping to get a project off the ground that needs a little extra push, or install some sort of, you know, landscaping to benefit or beautify the community. But we do want to know that if we drive by that same spot a year after the grant, it won't just be an unattended weed bed.
Correct. The grants don't roll over, though.
The grants don't roll over, and that actually is something to consider. The only people, again, other, like I said, if, unless you're trying to remodel your backyard, the only groups that are not eligible to apply are recipients of the grant funds last year.
Okay.
So that's why we ask them to include sustainability. We want them to be able to upkeep that space that we helped do the previous year. We want them to upkeep on their own for a year. If they need to expand again or have another project, they're eligible to apply any year after that. But we don't refund the same group with the same project 2 years in a row.
Okay. So if you've got some thoughtful ideas, things that you think the community in general, when I say the community, I'm talking about Cass County, might benefit from, it might be an opportunity for you to sit down and start working on this. What is the application process like?
The application process is pretty simple. They can stop by our office, call us, we'll mail you an application form, or you can print one from our website. It's a one-page application form. We just want to know who you are, what the purpose of your group is, and what a short description of your project. Like I said, there's a few sentences on there about maybe sustainability, how you plan to promote and share the work that you are doing. Any grant recipient will get a sign that just says this project partially funded by Cass County Master Gardeners. And then we just ask for a really short write-up at the end of the growing season. So what did you plant? What did you spend? How did it go? that sort of thing. So it's pretty simple process.
Okay, first of all, no way. There's no way. I've never heard of a one-page grant application. Seriously, one page?
Well, it's one page. You can expand your answers on the back page, on the back of it. If you want to, you can give us more information. A lot of people do just because, and it's awesome. A lot of people are really excited about the projects mm-hmm. they have planned, and we love hearing about their plans. So, but it is, you can keep it simple. If you just answer each question with a couple sentences, it can be a one-page application.
Okay. And you don't need to be a CPA to list all the expenses and this, that, and the other thing? It's not that detailed?
No, definitely not that detailed. The maximum value of a grant is about $300. So you're not going to be able to, you know, re-landscape the entire downtown with something like this. But we've had lots of, like I said, downtown beautifications that have a specific bed that they want to upgrade with some plants. So, you know, it's not, seeds and plants aren't terribly expensive, but by the time you add the mulch and the other considerations and maybe some decorations, it can get expensive. So the $300 is just kind of to help offset some of that cost and make it a little more possible to do some fun things you want to do to liven up an area of the community.
Sure. Now, you can only consider what you receive, but does the committee make an effort to ensure that you try to spread that around and hit as many corners of the county as possible?
Yes, that's always the goal. When all possible, we do try and give some level of funding to everything that we've received. Now, as I've said, we've had some before that were not eligible either because it was they were not a nonprofit or a community improvement group. They were not they had applied the year before and so were not eligible and they didn't know it. But in general, based on the estimated expenses, we try and give some amount of funding to most of the applications that we receive.
Okay, very good. And there's just a little bit of follow-up work afterward, too. I know you want to hear back on how the project went.
Yep. Yeah, like I said, and that process pretty simple, too. Just how did it go? What did you spend? What does it look like? Send us one or two pictures. We're pretty happy. So, and we do encourage people to do that. We do sometimes consider if someone has not followed up at all on their grant project and we have no idea how it went, they may not be eligible to apply again.
Sure. So, how do the Master Gardeners benefit from this? Is it just being out there and visible?
Being out there and visible, like I said, kind of honoring the memory of all the Master Gardeners who've gone before, started the group, helped it be involved in the community. But really it is about the entire Master Gardener project as a whole, statewide, nationwide. The idea behind the Master Gardener program is to take the education that you receive as a Master Gardener and pass it along to the community for the benefit of the community. So whether that's funding projects, donating hours, anything like that, the entire idea is to take the education Master Gardeners receive and use it to benefit the local community.
Okay, fits right in with the mission. Excellent.
That's right.
And the deadline is coming up, so get after it.
That's right. The deadline is coming up April 30th, Friday, April 30th. We say 4:30 p.m. because that's when our office closes. So we want you to drop them off before we close up for the day on April 30th. And then our committee will review them the following week. And they should find out by Saturday, May 8th or before. And of course, that's an important deadline because people need to know whether they should go about purchasing plants and making plans. So
you bet. Right in the heart of the season there. Excellent. Well, speaking of plants and things, some are all ready to go. It sounds like you've got also the Master Gardeners have a plant sale coming up here not too far down the road.
Yes. So Saturday, May 8th, also the deadline for us to get back to our grant recipients, but we will be hosting our annual spring plant sale. And I say annual with a caveat because we did have to cancel it last year. But prior to that, we had had the spring plant sale for at least 10, 12, 15 years. Mm-hmm. It is on the fairgrounds up at the community center on the fairgrounds there in the parking lot. We had really good success with our fall plant sale, kind of spreading out, utilizing a little bit more of the parking lot, having everything categorized by shade plants, sun plants. We put plants of the same type together, kind of label them really well. So, and of course we'll be outside, so we'll have everything nice and spaced out. It'll be outdoors, hopefully nice weather. We've usually lucked out with nice weather on our plant sale, but 8 a.m. can be a little chilly first thing in the morning. So, but yeah, our plant sale is mostly divided perennials dug up from yards of master gardeners and their friends. We do encourage people, if you are dividing plants this year and have some extras, we will certainly take those as a donation. All of the money raised here goes to fund things like our local master gardener grants, as well as other beautification projects for areas that we care for around the county. So the Master Gardener plant sale begins bright and early at 8 a.m. We say it's usually done by 10 a.m. or when we sell out. And we do encourage people to come in that first hour or so if they want best selection.
As always, you bet. And do you sometimes, I'm just curious, because that kind of coincides with about the time people kind of know whether or not they're going to get the annual grants. Do you ever have groups that are going to be working on projects that they had funded through the grants to show up and they help buy some plants for that project?
We have had that happen before, yes. Oftentimes we work with, there are several plants that are very prolific, shall I say. So a lot of people have daylilies, hostas, and things like that.
Sure.
So if you want a specific color or variety, we encourage you to come early. But also we tend to have some leftovers at the end of the plant sale. And those usually get dispersed to parks and things throughout Cass County. So it's kind of a catch-22. If you want the neat varieties or the fun varieties, definitely get there early. If you just want some hostas to plunk in a shady spot, come later. We'll probably give you a good deal on bulk hostas. And then
there you go. You heard it right there. Very good. Well, again, that's coming up on May 8th. So put that date on the calendar and find out more about that, what you can find, and probably some pretty good prices there for you, too.
Yep.
And you'll have an opportunity to be able to help the organization here locally. I'm still having a hard time wrapping my head around this one-page grant application. That's just crazy you can do that. But
it is.
I'm sure they appreciate it. Well, Kate, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Hope both of the projects are real good this year. And hope folks get a chance to get outside, get active.
Absolutely, yeah. Our Master Gardeners are very excited to be hosting the spring plant sale again. Always a good time, always great support. I guess I will add, if you follow or are on Facebook, the Master Gardeners have been sharing a lot of planting updates, and hopefully next week we'll be starting to share a partial list of plants that will be available on the sale as well.
All right, a lot of good information. Appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah.